This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A new law is in effect that helps agritourism farmers avoid liability for unintentional injury, loss, damage, or death from inherent risks on their land. Tom Davis with the Washington Farm Bureau says Senate Bill 5808 was surprisingly well received.
We had the lobbyists for the trial attorneys helping, but we were surprised he supported it. Many urban legislators were supporting this as well, and I think that shows the value that farmers still have and hold within the hearts of most of us in the state. And they wanted to see a way for these agritourism farms to be able to continue to offer the activities that they do.
Davis says the law is welcome news to farmers that practice agritourism of any kind.
You know, any of these family farmers that have been doing these activities for a number of years could probably each list a lawsuit that's been filed against them. And often the case, it's somebody who maybe fell down in the parking lot and broke a leg, twisted an ankle. You know, sad, but should not range to the level where now you're filed with a lawsuit and you've got to hire an attorney and all of those extra expenses for these family farmers.
Davis says the Washington Farm Bureau is trying to help by placing a bulk order to help defray the cost of the warning signs that must be posted in a clearly visible location on agritourism sites. We'll bring you more on this new law tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.